Hi, my name is Rick Hensley. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was 6 years old in a bunk bed. My dad led me to the Lord, and I still remember it to this day. My dad thought it was so important that he made sure I knew Jesus. He did not leave it to the pastor or Sunday school teacher. He took responsibility to make sure all his children knew the Lord. I challenge all you parents to do the same. I grew up in a traditional Baptist church in the 1960s and 70s and studied the Bible very diligently when I was growing up. I was very focused on Bible prophecy because this is what my dad was most interested in. He loved the deeper parts of the Word regarding Bible prophecy because it was like a great big jigsaw puzzle, and it was fun studying the Bible with him. We would find pieces all throughout the Bible and loved seeing how it worked together in God's plan. In this time, I was very close to the Lord, and I believe I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me in a dream when I was 12 years old. The voice told me, "I want you to teach my word, son." This scared me to no end. I saw the lifestyle of a pastor, and this is not what I wanted to do with my life. Noticed how I thought it was my life. I wanted to go into business and make a lot of money. I wanted to enjoy my life with the money and not be a poor pastor. This is what I thought. So I ran away from my calling to pursue a business career, but the Lord never let me go. I had no peace in my spirit for years. He kept calling me back with failure after failure after failure until I was broken. And I told the Lord, "I will do whatever you want." Since that time, the Lord has opened many wonderful opportunities for me to serve Him and others. I have some wonderful people that I have met who love the Lord and served Him in many different ministries. I have been able to know and become friends with some wonderful teachers of the Word of God. Here are just a few: Chuck Smith, Hal Lindsey, Chuck Missler, Lambert Dolphin, Doug Clark, Brian Hughes, Jerry Brown of U-Turn for Christ, Pat Matisiano of Jeremiah Films, and many Jewish friends like Gershman Solomon of the Temple Mount Faithful. I first met Lambert Dolphin in 1992 on a tour of Israel hosted by Chuck Missler, Don Stewart, and Lambert Dolphin. It was called the First Annual Temple Conference. On this tour, Lambert brought most of the major experts of the world together on the historical and future aspects of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Israel. It was an amazing time for me personally because I learned so much about the history of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount in a very short period of time. I found Lambert to be a dear, warm, and intelligent person that I felt privileged to have met. But it got better. After the conference, we went on a tour of Israel, which was amazing. I got to enjoy Lambert's teaching on site in Israel, but where I really got to know him was on the extension of the tour. The tour had an option of an extension to Egypt. The Lord placed me in the back of the bus with Lambert for 6 hours from Jerusalem to Cairo, and this is where our friendship was cemented for eternity. We discussed so many things about the Bible and historical things. Almost at the end of our time together, Lambert asked me a funny question. He asked me, "Where did I get my PhD?" I laughed so hard, and so did he, when he found out that I did not have one and that I had only taken a year of college. The knowledge that I had was from the love of studying the Bible and history of Israel on my own. After this trip, he sent me my own PhD, from which the PhD certificate said, "Certificate of Friendship, PhD." It is still one of my most prized possessions. Over the years, he's been a great friend and teacher. I have learned so much from his website. The one last memory of Lambert I want to share is in the mid-90s, I was putting together speaking engagements for Gershwin Solomon of the Temple Mount Faithful in Southern California. Lambert had shared the idea with me that Gershon should start a webpage so he could get the information of his vision out to the future of the Temple Mount. I suggested to Lambert he, Gershon Solomon, would not listen to me, but he sure would you, and it would be a great opportunity if you'd fly down to Southern California and to discuss the idea with Gershon Solomon at my house over lunch. It was an amazing day that I will never forget, and will always be thankful to the Lord that I was part of getting the future of the Temple Mount out to the world. The picture of that day still hangs over my study. The grand adventure is what my dear friend Chuck Missler called it, when you really give your life to the Lord. It truly has been that, and we are still going forward to see what the Lord has next. My challenge to you, if you're listening to this, is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and truly submit yourself to His will. I promise you that you will never be disappointed. It will be an amazing journey that the Lord will take you on. Matthew 10:39 says, "He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it." Oh, Lord, why didn't I listen earlier in life? My dear friend Lambert, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share what Jesus has done for me. I can be reached through my website at faithfulmanservant.com or email me at rick@faithfulmanservant.com. May the Lord richly bless you with the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ, as you study His Word and seek His will for your life. Pastor Rick Hensley.